Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. There's heavy snow in the forecast tonight and tomorrow all across Marion County, and we talked to a physical therapist at Pella Regional Health Center, Shauna Fatima, about how you can stay safe and not injure yourself when you're walking on the ice or shoveling heavy snow. All right, so we have what we're looking at now is maybe a blizzard coming up, and it's going to start with some freezing rain potentially, and I thought it'd be good to talk about some of the ways to avoid falling on the ice. And first, do you see a lot of falling injuries? Do you see an increase around times when we start to get ice and snow in the winter?
Oh, definitely. So we see a lot of various injuries, from ankle fractures to shoulder injuries to back injuries to even head injuries.
So is there a... Other than, you know, just trying to be careful and slow down, is there a proper way to try and get across the ice?
Now, first of all, make sure that you have good shoes on. Make sure you have something with rubber on the bottom rather than plastic or leather. Be aware of the surface that you're walking on. Look down. Pay attention. Also, keeping your feet in contact with the ground. Small shuffling steps and flat-footed rather than being on your toes or your heels. You also want to pay attention to getting your hands out of your pocket so you can use your hands for balance. Don't carry large objects. Don't get out of your car in a hurry. Make sure you are aware of what surface you're getting out of the car onto.
So when people do fall, do they normally get, I would guess it's a lot of wrist injuries, people trying to catch themselves. Is that the wrong thing to do?
If you feel you're going to fall, the best thing to do is try to relax with it and try to shift your weight backwards rather than falling forward. The injuries can be various, but obviously falling flat on your face is not the optimal position. But relax and try to fall backwards and roll with it is the best way to fall.
Do you have any advice for maybe people who have limited mobility, maybe elderly people who may not be able to catch themselves as well or to keep their balance as well?
Our best advice is probably, in those situations, stay home is actually the best advice. The other thing is go along with someone that is sure-footed, that is good on their feet, and use them for assistance.
So after somebody maybe gets one of these injuries, it's still winter and you're trying to treat them. How do people get around if they have, you know, crutches or a boot on or something?
Yeah, it can be more difficult. There are devices out there to attach to your assistive device to give you more traction. It's definitely challenging when the weather gets bad. Having someone park you closer to entrances and exits is huge for a lot of these people. But yeah, use your best judgment. Don't go out if it's bad.
Do you see any, you know, muscle strains, things like that, from people trying to walk around in deep snow?
Probably more of the muscle strains come from shoveling or clearing the snow rather than walking through the deep snow, I would say.
What's the best way to lift up a big scoop of snow in your shovel? That might be pretty important for tomorrow.
Right. Make sure you use your legs. Don't bend at the back. Make sure you're bending at your knees and keep the load light on your shovel, that you're not having to lift too much.
Now, how can people tell if they just have a sore back or if they have an actual problem that they need to come get checked out for?
If your problem persists for more than a day, you want to get it checked out. If you're having any symptoms going down your legs from hurting your back, it's best to get it checked out.
Now, is there any type of shovel that works better? I know there's some of those curved shovels and things like that. Or is it just all about, you know, using your legs, trying to keep all the weight off your back?
More importantly, it's using the right body position and keeping the weight off your back. Sometimes it can be deceiving. If you use too big of a shovel, you'll convince yourself that you can move more snow. So my advice would be don't fall into the trap of get the bigger the better with your shovel, because you'll just lift too much snow.
Okay. Well, if people are interested in learning more about ways they can avoid injuries this winter, or if they are injured and want a little bit of help, how can they get a hold of you guys here at the Physical Therapy Center?
Our phone number here is 641-628-6623. Appointments can be made to see a physical therapist, or just contact your physician and they can refer you to physical therapy.
All right. Well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard it from physical therapist Shauna Fotna about walking across ice and shoveling snow and how to avoid injuries during the winter season, especially important with some heavy snow in the forecast for tonight and tomorrow all across Marion County. You can always find our in-depth and Let's Talk programs online at KNIAKRLS.com under the radio audio media player. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.